from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Schedule came out today. I know you were looking forward to it the way that the rest of us were, but you dive into the numbers a little bit differently than the rest of us do. So what numbers popped out from this 82-game schedule that dropped today?
Yeah, I think the first thing that stood out to me and what I'll always look for first is the back-to-backs. Because when it comes to opponents and like trying to figure out wins and stuff, that's all a little arbitrary, I think, at this point of the season. But like back-to-backs, that's a number. It can't lie to us. So 16 back-to-backs for the Kings, that's one more than they had last year. The Warriors led the league last year at 17. And I don't know how many games every team has. I started to go through during lunch, like every team's schedule and write them down, but that was taking forever. And I'm waiting for a good list where I can just copy paste everything into an Excel spreadsheet and then run some formulas and numbers. But the NBA site is like, you try and copy paste that over and it is not convenient at all. I did see someone said the average number of back-to-backs was 14.9. So the Kings are above average. I think that's just the nature of them being on the West Coast. But looking at their back-to-backs, breaking it down, they've got 6 away-away, 5 home-home, 3 away-home, and 2 home-away. So 5 kind of different locations in terms of road and home. But if you look at them, a lot of them make sense logistically. Like, there are games where the Kings will play the Warriors away, so they'll play at Golden State and then play someone at home. So you can tell that the NBA tried to make it make sense with the back-to-backs for the Kings. Another one where they're playing the Clippers in LA and then play back home. So there aren't too many that are terrible in terms of travel. The worst ones really are those first few at the beginning of the season where you're playing in Portland and then at home against the Jazz. And then you've got in Atlanta, in Toronto. And I think that's like a 4-game stretch. So within that first 6 games or so. Other than that, the back-to-backs, it's something that it's fun to talk about, but every team is going to have those schedule differences. And it's kind of a bummer just to see the Kings once again with that higher number. We'll see. I'm sure it'll come out with every team's, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Kings are like tied for the most or the most. But I think we're all used to that in Sacramento.
I started the show, you know, talking about how, you know, the schedule release shouldn't change how people view this team or what they think their record will be or how many games they can win or whatever the case may be. That's just how I feel about it. I mean, everybody's entitled to however they feel. Do you kind of like look at the schedule and maybe look at, oh, this 6-game road trip or this number of back-to-backs and feel different about what their win total could be as opposed to how you felt, you know, the day DeMar DeRozan signed? Or, you know, does it not really matter that much to you at all?
No, I'm with you, Kenny. Like, it's every team is going to have hard parts of the schedule. It's just something that I think I get excited about it because it's something new to look at. We're at that point of the off season where we're like craving something to do in terms of basketball. But in the end, I feel exactly the same today as I did about the roster and the team yesterday. Like, they're going to play all the teams about the same. Maybe one slight caveat to that, and that's the Pelicans, where they only play New Orleans three times. And the way the span that they play them is really weird. They're all in February. Three of four games are against the Pelicans. Mm-hmm. So you're getting them in like a week of the schedule, mm-hmm. which compared to last year when they were all over the schedule and we saw them over and over and over again, it's going to be so different than last year.
Yeah. Last year was kind of spread out throughout the season, ironically. Because they had mm-hmm. the back-to-back early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Then they didn't play them. I don't think they played them until the in-season tournament, which was like a month later, the NBA Cup. And then they played them. That was a Sunday, maybe a month and a half later. And then they played them right before the end of the season, and then obviously in the play-in. So we got those ass beatings all throughout the year.
Yep. Sunday. I'm so impressed with your. I don't know how you remember stuff like that, Kenny.
Instead of just one week and a half stretch, it just spanned the entire season. Just
got your ass whooped from October to April.
That's it.
Ugh. But and it's something that James always talks about. Like, if you're looking at a team in 1 week of the season, one injury, even rotations. We saw the Kings change their rotation throughout the season. Like, teams go through different variations throughout an 82-game season. So depending on where the two teams are at, it could be a very plus matchup for the Kings if someone on the Pelicans gets hurt or vice versa. It's just kind of weird when you have all of your games against one team in that short amount of time. And I hope that the Kings can get at least one. I feel like all the Sacramento fans will lose their minds if they go 0-3 against them again. But at the same time, I think that the Kings match up a lot better without Valanciunas on the Pelicans just because of his ability to guard Sabonis one-on-one.
Do you have any feelings about the number of nationally televised games, at least as it stands now?
I don't. I think it makes sense. I mean, you have to make the playoffs in order to expect to at least maintain the amount of national TV games. For me, I know that I'm going to be able to watch them all no matter what, and that's kind of all that matters to me. I don't think even if the Kings were on national TV more that we would get the respect that other teams get, so I'm not really worried about the smaller number there. If they're good, they'll get flexed into more games, so just go out and prove it. And if not, just continue to be that underdog and take teams by surprise. I don't think that it'll have any outcome on the way that they play. Therefore, I don't really care about it that much.
I will say this. I agree with both of you guys. Like, me personally, I'm not tripping on it at all. But I'll ask both of you guys this. Do you think that the lack of national TV exposure, even though it shouldn't, may play a role in how much somebody sees De'Aaron Fox, yep. if he's trying to be an All-NBA yep. guy, or Domantas Sabonis. So because of that, that would be like the negative.
Mm-hmm. To absolutely.
Them. I mean, like, it don't matter to us, but these guys are trying to get these accolades and potentially get this.
And these people who pretend like they watch the league don't.
Right. They're not really watching League Pass like that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's on TNT, then they watch it. And then, like, even if they're not watching League Pass like that, if it's a Wednesday or Thursday and there's a national game on and the Kings are playing locally, so to speak,
right,
they just gonna watch the national game, right. They ain't gonna watch both games, right. So that's something that, you know, kind of sucks for them, for those guys, that the De'Aaron Foxes, the Domantas Saboneses, Keegan Mully, mm-hmm. whatever the case mm-hmm. may be, mm-hmm. And hopefully people smarten up and are doing a little bit more homework this year.
Especially with the way this team is constructed, like, there, if you're box score watching with this team, I don't think it'll paint the whole picture because they are so well-rounded. I don't think that we'll have, like, De'Aaron isn't going to score 30 a night. I don't think there's too many offensive weapons on this team that they're going to spread out the scoring throughout the games. So if you have everyone who's voting on the All-Star or the any national voting, is going to be tough because the perception of the stats is going to be very different from the reality if you're just kind of looking from afar. So, yeah, you convinced me, Kenny. I totally agree with you.
Well, to be fair, I agree with you guys. I just think that might hurt those guys.
Yeah, no, we know that's a thing, but if the Kings had 82 nationally televised games, I don't know that it wouldn't still be a thing, to be honest with you.
What was what do you call it, Terrence Davis again?
What was Terrence Davis's name?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, man. And then what was Keegan's name? Keegan Bradley.
It was definitely Keegan Bradley.
they call Trey Lyles what? They called him the music guy. Oh, man.
I don't remember all of these. I do remember them getting them all wrong.
Terrence.
Was it Terrence Harris? Is that who it was?
That's what someone said in the chat, yeah.
And was that the night that he went nuts, that they called that man Terrence Harris?
He had a 30-piece on national TV.
Kevin Lyles.
Classic.
They had 82 games. They'd still be calling these people not their names.
Charles Barkley called him DeAndre Fox. He called that man DeAndre Fox.
Now,
to be fair to Charles, I know that he knows De'Aaron Fox's name and who De'Aaron Fox is, but that is such a Kings thing to mix up those guys' names.
DeAndre Fox.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. A particular game you're looking forward to, Will?
Not really. I've been looking so big picture at the schedule that I haven't looked at specific games or matchups.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think the Thunder, I'm intrigued to see how the Thunder continue to grow, and the Kings kind of had their number last year. Yeah. So I'm interested to see how the two of them match up. And I think the Timberwolves as well. I like that opening night game for them a lot, where it's right out the gate. You got the Timberwolves. So you got to be ready from day one, from the jump. And I think DeMar DeRozan just being on the team makes me feel better about so many things. Yeah. Just he is so prepared always that I think that will kind of help a lot of the Kings' issues with the back-to-backs and the road games and everything that we saw the Kings struggle with being ready to play in the first quarters, just him being there. So I'm interested to see, like, first quarter, game one, how do they look against a top contending team in the West?
Yeah, I can't wait for that game. I really can't. I think that game and the energy that's going to be in the Golden 1 Center is going to be epic. I think it's going to be epic. There are so many people. We would go down there, whether I think this was after the draft, like we were doing some stuff downtown, and you know, you talk to some of the store owners and you just cross people, you know, whether at a concert or something like mm-hmm. that. And they're like, yo, can't wait for this year, man. It's going to be like, everybody is so excited and mm-hmm. they can't wait for that game. And I love that. That's the first game of the season. You know what I mean? Then that's where I think that energy is just going to be, it's going to be off the charts for that game, off the charts.
And then the other one, now that I think about it more, that I'm interested in is the Celtics. Mm. So, like, how do you match up, similar to the Timberwolves, how do you match up against the elite teams in the NBA? Because they got destroyed 119 to 144 last year in the first matchup. And then it was close in the second, 100 to 101. But, like, can you beat those elite teams? And Boston, obviously, coming off the championship, I think will be the ultimate test of that. Mm-hmm. So we know, I think they proved last year that they could manageably beat teams that were worse than them, but I don't think they proved that they could consistently beat teams that were better than them. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why that Timberwolves and Celtics matchup stand out to me.
Well, see, they also struggled to beat teams that stunk.
That's that true. Was a problem. Too much.
That's one of
maybe
those.
Maybe I'm just remembering wrong.
No, yeah, all of this happened within the context of last season. And one thing Kenny and I spent some time on earlier was the road and away splits. Because one thing we knew going into the schedule release is there were going to be 41 at the Golden 1 Center and 41 outside of the Golden 1 Center. And, you know, Kenny has high expectations for this team. I think a lot of people have high expectations for this team. 50-plus wins with the acquisition of DeMar DeRozan. And those type of teams need to be good at home, and they need to be, you know, good on the road. But they need to be 50-plus wins. We're starting to talk about really good territory. Mm-hmm. And that's something that Sacramento hasn't really been at home. Certainly over the last 2 years, weren't bad or far from bad. But they weren't, especially given how loud that arena is, how much players are willing to talk about that arena. It didn't really translate in the win-loss category.
Yeah, and it's something they just have to be better at, where the Sacramento crowds are too good for it not to be an advantage for them. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is about Golden 1 Center that other teams shoot the lights out of the ball. I don't know if it's just the Kings defense or if it's the sight lines, but there's something about it that they just haven't been able to get over and get into that super home court advantage. That to me, that to take that next step from a good to a great team, that's an easy thing that you can do, where you're looking at making slight adjustments in multiple places. Back to backs, you have to be better than 6-9. On the second nights of back-to-backs, and you have to be better at home. Mm-hmm. So if they do just those two teams, that's an extra, 5-6 wins? Yeah. Just by kind of increasing those two categories.
Yeah.
But,
Sure. Well, I don't know if – I think this is what you were talking about earlier, but somebody has the breakdown of all the back-to-back games.
Oh, nice.
And the numbers of them. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other teams that have 16 back-to-backs.
Wow.
The Wizards, the Thunder, the Clippers, the Rockets, and the Cavs. The least amount is 13. And I'm not going to go through all the teams, but like Boston, the Lakers, Dallas, they have 13.
And that's the least you said?
That's the least
amount. 13.
So it seems like it kind of like the way it's mapped out, there's like six teams with 16. Looks to be like 10, there's like 12 teams with 15 back-to-backs, three or four with 14, and then like four or five with 13. So
that's pretty even overall. Like, I can't be too mad about 16 when those are the circumstances. I think this is just the downside of living on the West Coast, is the NBA is trying to maximize the Kings' travel, and that's just one of the things that comes with that.
Seem to have stumbled across the video of Nikola Jokic dancing on a table.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my man's having fun. He's dancing and everything. I want to unmute because it looks like he's dancing and not like us. So I just want to see if... No. It's not. That's not what it is. I don't know. But he's having the time of his life.
That's all that matters.
If I did that at SR Prime, they'd tell me to get down. My man's having a blast. Enjoy Nikola Jokic while you can, because I don't think he's playing till 40.
Nah, I don't think so either.
I think my man's just going to be, and he's not doing a retirement tour either.
He's just,
Jokic is just
he's
like
just Andrew disappear. Luck.
He's, yeah, he's 100%. Mm-hmm. He's just going to like text the Nuggets. Hey, I think I'm not coming back.
Text the Nuggets. not Woj, but just the employer.
He's going to text the Nuggets. Like, I'm not coming back, guys. I'm gonna stay with the horses. My man left Paris. My man got his gold medal, walked out of the arena, got on a jet, and went to his horses.
I'm out.
I ain't mad. I'm telling y'all I ain't mad at Nikola Jokic for that.
If I were a Nuggets fan, I'd be super excited to see that. Like, you want him enjoying his offseason and relaxing, and if that's how he does it, that's great.
Well, yeah, when you win three MVPs and a championship, you can pretty much do what you want.
You can. You can for sure. I will say this, though. I think this is... however he gets ready is however he gets ready. It's whatever. But if I was being cynical or like a bad fan or whatever, well, this is probably it. Like this, I hope, enjoy yourself, but I hope we're also doing everything we can to get one last run out of this whole thing, because this is probably it, and I need everybody locked in. That would be my first thought. Because I don't have forever here with this Nuggets team. Like, this is probably it. So let's make sure we're giving it our best chance. I have no reason to believe that Jokic isn't, right, and won't be ready to go. But that's what I'd be thinking about.
Yeah, he definitely will be. Will, we appreciate you, my friend, as always. Thank you so much. Will Z of SI. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry.
You know, he's Will
Z, now. National Media's Will Z. Of SI.com. Thank you, my
Thanks,
friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it as always.
Will
with this.
Have a good one, guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!